Carla, Brother Aaron's wife, welcoming you to today's edition of Fresh Fire Ministries. I hope that you've made your plans to stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we once again worship the Lord through the old-fashioned preaching of His precious Holy Word. I would like to remind you that the Fresh Fire Ministries radio broadcast is a listener-supported faith ministry, which means we are dependent upon the prayers and financial support of our listeners, just like you, to pay for airtime and production costs associated with this ministry. My husband and I take no salary from this ministry. In fact, we are financial supporters just like you. This is simply a labor of love for us. So if you enjoy these programs, I encourage you to become a financial supporter with us. No amount is too small and none is too large. And remember, all financial gifts are tax deductible. Also, we would love to be in service with you. I ask that you prayerfully consider having Brother Aaron come and preach for your next homecoming, revival, men's meeting, or even a regular Sunday service. It would be his honor to come. To correspond with us, you may call us locally at 706-302-9162 or toll-free 1-800-511-9536. Our email, freshfire@mindspring.com. Or you may visit us on the web at www.freshfireministries.com. And always the regular mail, 1141 East Main Street in Hogansville, Georgia, 30230. Thanks for tuning in today. Now here's my husband, Brother Aaron, to tell you about today's broadcast.
Thank you, sweetheart, for another wonderful introduction. And I want to say a happy Mother's Day to you. Lord, you're the most wonderful mother of my children that God could have sent to me. And you do a wonderful job with it, and great Nana for our grandkids and our great-grandbaby. And I appreciate all that you do. And I know that those who are listening to us like to know where we're going to be each week so they can join us whenever possible. Well, this week being Mother's Day, where our calendar is open, we'll be celebrating Mother's Day with our children. However, next week we'll be back at it. So if you are in the West Point area next week, I'll be preaching homecoming at 10 a.m. at the Flat Shoals Baptist Church out on Highway 103, my first pastorate, where Brother Wendell Brown serves as the pastor now and has for many years. The Kingdom Express will be singing. So we give you a special invite to come be with us there at 10 o'clock. And then for my friends up in the Luthersville area, I'll be starting Revival Sunday night, the 21st, at 6 p.m. at the Bethel Rocky Mount Baptist Church in Luthersville. And that's where Brother Kenny Heinzel serves as the pastor. And Sunday night will be 6 o'clock, and then Monday through Wednesday will be 7 o'clock. Invite you to come be with us there at the Bethel Rocky Mount Baptist Church in Luthersville, Georgia. Okay, today you're going to hear a sermon that I preached last week at the Dunson Baptist Church and really enjoyed being with those fine folk, but I entitled it, You Don't Have to Continue to Live the Life You're Living Now. Hope you get a blessing out of the message today. I can relate to a cartoon I saw this morning or either last night on Facebook. Cartoon pictured a preacher standing in a pulpit. A policeman had walked up into the pulpit and had his ticket book out. And he said, sir, I need to see your license and your ordination. He said, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ticket you for preaching a 45-minute sermon in a 20-minute zone. I can relate to that. But in a sermon I preached a few weeks ago entitled Quality and Excellence, I stated the following. It was Roberta Flack who said, the situation you live in does not have to live in you. Now, let's hear that again. The situation you live in does not have to live in you. Wow, what a powerful statement. She was saying that in most cases, we human beings are the masters of our own destinies. You see, we have a choice in how our lives turn out. The quality and excellence of our life is not determined by the circumstances that surround us, rather by the Jesus that's in us. Amen. It is that which lies within us that we truly believe is possible, our attitude that is of the utmost importance in our lives, not that which surrounds us. We have the power to rise above any and all circumstances we face in life. And we can do so just as long as we don't allow the negative situations we live in to live in us. Amen. King Solomon put it this way in Proverbs 23:7, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, I'd like to add to that, all that I just said, this, that the life you have right now is not the life that you must accept. If you're living a life that you don't want to live, it can stop now, today. And it's a little thing called change. You can change. Now, while we may not be able to control our circumstances and change our outward circumstances, we can change our inward circumstances, our attitude. And the point of this sermon today is this. Sometimes we must ask for the help we need to change our inward circumstances. Now, don't y'all wish to have a preacher do what I just did? Just tell you in a sentence what the sermon's about. I ain't about to let you go, but at least you know in a sentence what it's about. Amen. That sometimes we must ask for the help that we need to change our attitude or our circumstances. Now, for a long time, now you men, I'm going to need y'all to help me. For a long time, we men have been the subject of hurtful, insensitive stereotypes. Supposedly, men, women think that we have a problem stopping and asking for directions when we are lost. This simply is not true. Now, men, y'all help me. Say amen. This is not true. The confusion comes in with the definition of the word lost. We men never get lost. We get temporarily displaced. We're taking an alternative route for the next 3 to 4 hours. Amen, guys? Amen. But as much as I hate to admit it, there have been studies done over the past 30 years that might validate what you ladies have been saying. Those studies validated the fact that men are less likely to ask for directions. It also pointed out that men are less likely to go to the doctor. And it also pointed out that when at the doctor, men ask less questions and share fewer symptoms. A man goes to the doctor with the flu, and he goes in and tells the doctor, I got the flu, give me something. And that's the end of it. He'll either write a prescription, give a shot, or do something. And then invariably, when you come home, your wife says, well, did you ask him this? Did you ask him that? Did you ask him this? Why didn't you say this? Did you tell him this or that? And I said, no, I went to the doctor. He gave me a shot. Story ended. Amen. That might explain, though, why, on average, men die 7 years earlier than women do. That might have something to do with it. As we Christians do this thing called life, there are 3 great weapons that this story exposes that Satan will use against us. Number one, Satan calls this man in this story to see the futility of his condition. The story goes like this. The setting is what we would call today a hospital. There were all kinds of sick folk there. None of these peoples have been spared their particular illness. I want you to get that. I like what the Bible includes sometimes, you know.